When we ask Hashem to bless us, Matoiv Beinecha, should be good in his eyes, Levarachinu, Levarachas, Kalamcha, Yisrael, to bless the entire Jewish people. B'chol Esav, B'chol Shah, Bishloi Mecha, with your peace. What kind of a bracha is that? To ask Hashem to bless us with his peace. So the Chasam Sofer, Midrash's Chasam Sofer, explains that Hashem is a perfect unity. He's Echad, Yachid, and Yuchad. He is one. He is unique. He's perfectly unified. Distinct from anything and everything else in the entire Bria and the entire cosmos. We, physical beings, are distinct. We're distinct from him. We're not unified in the same way. We're not unique in the same way. We're certainly not an Achdus in the same way that he is. However, says the Chasam Sofer, when we merit to attach ourselves to him, then he shows us his ha'aras panim, the light of his face, as it were. Yisa Hashem panav eilecha. He gives it to us as a gift. He gives us himself as a gift. And therefore, we're really called by Hashem's name. Shem Hashem nikra alecha. We become attached to Hashem. We share a name. And there, by sharing a name with Hashem, we actually become part of that unity. And that, says the Chasam Sofer, is shalom mamish. The ultimate shalom is to be one with Hashem. And everything goes back to this oneness. This is true truth. This is true peace. This is ultimate shleimus. And that's how our Birkas Kohanim finishes off. V'yasim l'cha shalom. V'yasim l'cha shalom is shleimus shel malchus beis David. That is the holiness of the entirety of the Jewish people as embodied by Malchus Beis David. That is oneness with Hashem. That's being at peace with Hashem. And that's what we've asked for. V'acheinu avinu kolanu ke'echad. Hashem, please bless us as one. That we shouldn't be distinct from each other. Just because we have separate bodies doesn't mean the Jewish people should be distinct and separate from each other. So we should be one. But it's not just a oneness amongst the Jewish people. It's Kulanuke Echad Ba'ar Panecha, with the light of your countenance, that we should have this light from Hashem's face, this attachment to Hashem's face, to his goodness that he gives to us the whole time. And therefore he should bless each and every one of us with his peace. V'toiv Be'inecha, L'varech, Z'amcha Yisro, B'chol Esav, B'chol Shah, B'shleimecha. Literally blessing us with his ha'aras panim, blessing us with his peace, being one with each other, being one with him. This means when a Jew is able to mevatel themselves to Hashem, you feel that you don't have an intrinsic and inherent sense of identity outside of Hashem. That ultimately is what is called Malchus Shleimus of Malchus Beis David. That's how Hashem is being brought into the world. We get to true shleimus that way. That's shalom. Everything's at peace. We're at peace with ourselves. We're at peace with each other. We're at peace with Hashem. Shleimus means completion. And everything is complete because it's attached to Hashem's completion. It's an incredible way to finish the Amidah. V'tayiv Be'inecha L'varech Ezamcha Yisrael B'cheis V'chol Shabi Shleimecha. To attach ourselves to Hashem. To be at one with Him. Indeed, to be at peace with him. And that's why this is the Kli Machzik Bracha. This is the vessel that contains all the brachas of the Amidah.